This is the Nick and Jules podcast.
Hello, we're here for another podcast. It's Nick and Jules and with producer Aaliyah, of course. We're here in a studio and a station that's currently being torn down.
Including the air conditioning.
So cold.
And the heating or the regulating of temperatures.
I'd argue that the air conditioning's never been stronger. It is terrifyingly cold here in the studio this morning.
Yeah, you've got a hoodie on. I'm to the point where I need to sit on my fingers to keep them warm.
Oh, I'm also doing that. That's the best part of the podcast.
I've got sweater paws. I've put my
so your hands are in your sleeves.
My hands are in my sleeves.
Is that a known thing?
Sweater paws. Yeah. I've never known the term for it.
Can I say something that I don't? And I hope it doesn't offend either of you.
Oh no!
But I'll tell you what I really didn't like. And I don't know. This is going to be a sweeping generalization.
Oh dear.
But in high school, there was always like a couple of girls who they had like. On their jumpers, they'd cut a hole in the sleeve to make it that so it was like a little midden. Do you know what I'm talking about?
That they could put their thumb through and then they could have a cool like.
Yeah.
There's running jumpers that exist like that now.
Yeah.
Deliberately.
Which I am traumatized by from high school, from the girls who cut a hole.
Because they were always
cool
bit,
for that.
They were always strange.
Oh, I just didn't like it. I think I bought a secondhand jumper from someone and it had the holes cut.
You have a fear of holes, don't you?
I do. I have trypophobia. And I really didn't like it.
Yeah, it's. I don't know why. There's something about it because it was. They were just always a bit of a, interesting cat.
It's like gloves, fingerless gloves.
Fingerless gloves.
What a waste of time.
Commit to the glove or don't. Don't half do it.
Yeah.
See, I understand now why you would have fingerless gloves because of like your phones and stuff.
But you can get gloves.
Why would you need that back then?
I've got a pair of gloves that you can apparently use your phone with.
I get my fingertips steam up way too much. That's what I got. You know, here's my generalization, and tell me if this is what it was the case for the girls that you're thinking of as well when you think about it. But if they had the thumb cut in the sleeve, if they had the fingerless gloves, they also likely. Were either very pale or had a streak of green or blue hair.
Oh my god!
Not a full head of the color, but a streak.
They also did visual arts.
Oh, absolutely! Yeah, they definitely were in the creative fields.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
They weren't STEM students. Sorry to again generalize.
They were getting in trouble for their hem length.
These girls,
yeah.
Maybe, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting. I don't know. I mean, I wasn't hem length wasn't on my agenda when I was at high school.
I went to an all girls Catholic school, so any of the girls that. Had a streak in their hair.
Or rebellious.
Was because they couldn't fully dye their hair because we weren't allowed.
I reckon that makes them very same for my high school. You know?
I remember one day I wore eyeliner and I got told off and I was like, are you kidding me?
Eyeliner?
There's these girls with a full face of makeup that are going to school and don't get told off.
Oh, with like the wrong colour foundation so their neck was a different colour from their face. Yep.
Was that a specific style choice or is that them not knowing their
foundation? I'm pretty sure they were trying to look more tan than they actually were, but they forgot to blend it into their neck.
I remember once I like bought a shade I thought I would be, but I didn't check it. And then mum was like, brought her home. She's like, did you check it? And I was like, yeah, it's all good. And she's like, clearly trying to tell me in a nice way.
Let me tell you, it's not.
It doesn't look right.
How much darker or lighter than you was it? Were you doing white face or were you doing something more offensive?
Tinge of orange, so either way, it just wasn't good.
It was probably the wrong undertone.
But girls these days don't go through the awkward phase of crappy makeup or not knowing what you're doing.
I've seen a bunch of memes and stuff online of comparing, I think, teenagers now versus teenagers when we were teens. And they compare, and it's kind of crazy because it's like not only they do their makeup significantly better, and they dress significantly better, and it's so that they look like very very young women. And then I think about the girls that I went to high school with, and I look back at them now, and I go, "You look like you're constantly in a high school production, just with how poorly everything was done."
Yeah, they didn't have to suffer through the same stuff that we did.
Yeah, what's it called? The ugly phase. Yeah.
Didn't go through it.
Can't. Which is. All right. Jules. Okay.
I feel attacked.
Oh, excuse me.
With my sweeping friend.
I wouldn't know about that one.
They didn't go through it. My Roaccutane ridden days, I pay my dues.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My sweeping fringe.
Yeah. Oh,
my mullet.
Yeah,
did you have when you had the eyeliner
the
day
fringe.
With the sweeping fringe? And they just assumed that you were, part of an emo boy band.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I swept it back with a side comb.
Oh,
side comb.
Do you remember them?
No. Are they those ones that fold in?
She had a pocket knife instead of a knife. Just, she's
not foldable. I'd break the little comb bits all the time accidentally. Oh. Hang on, let me Google it for
that
you.
Thick hair.
No, I just didn't put it in right. It was dangling half in my hair.
It was so oily that the oils ate away at the plastic.
There we go. Here's a side comb.
Oh, I understand.
Show and tell.
Okay. So they're those ones that
you
have
a bit of height with your hair. So you can get a little quiff.
To make it look like your head's big full of brains.
Did you tease your hair as well before you put it in?
No, who has time for that? Other
plenty of people did that for her, don't worry. None of us looked good in high school. That's why we developed personalities. I hope.
We tried.
Wow.
And I know eventually I'll get there one day.
What was the boys' trend? Because we've gone through a few girls' trends.
Well, I think...
Frosted tips.
I think that was just before that's really early 2000s. So there was like a bit of crossover. I think
Justin Timberlake era.
What was it called? The muzzer look, so it was like the idea is, and actually I was thinking about it on the weekend because a guy at soccer actually had a very, I think he had done that to himself intentionally. So the idea that the muzzer look was. Can you get a picture up pretty early to show Jules?
Yes, please.
But it was like a sweeping, like almost like plastered down front fringe.
Oh, yes.
And then it, like from about mid head back, it was then the rest of it was turned up.
Yes, awful. Yeah. Awful. The hair's going in all different directions.
Heavily gelled. Like that front part could have, you could have shot someone in the head, and if it hit that front part, it would have deflected right off. That's how hard that hair was.
Mm.
Gross. That was a big one. And it never even crossed my mind, because even at the time I went, Stefan, Adrian, who were two of the guys in my level that had him, and I went, you guys look like...
It suits them. The Stefan and Adrian's.
I liked Adrian. Stefan was the biggest wanker of a kid. Isn't it such a shame when at that age, like we would have been 14 through to 17, and I remember thinking, Stefan, you fucking suck, man.
Yeah. Like, was he Stefan with a PH or with an F?
I think it was an F, which I think was
I knew a Stefan that was a wanker too with an F.
Well, Stefan's with F. Stefan's with PHs, different story. No. All the Stefans. Stefans or Stevens with P's, H's, they're better people. Stefan left school in year 11 though, so went to a different school. Right. And then actually, because he didn't like me either as it turns out, so we played against his team in soccer.
Ooh.
And I pushed him over at one point and then scored a goal immediately after. And I've never felt better about myself.
I was like, you like it, I bet.
Fuck you, Stefan. As a 16-year-old, the angst being like, that was a good moment. That was a great moment.
And if you're listening, Stefan, please give us a call.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what Stefan's up to. I should find him on Facebook.
You should.
Not to reach out, but it's just good to know where good to know where your enemies are.
So yeah.
Not to say we're enemies. I just think they would particularly liked each other.
Well, I've tried to do a deep dive this morning on Bianca Sensori.
Your bestie.
Sorry, yeah, your enemy.
Your bestie.
Frenemies.
Frenemy, yeah. No luck trying to find her Facebook profile, no doubt, probably under lock and key, or she's gotten rid of Facebook, Kanye West's wife.
Mm.
Well, because apparently we were running in the same circles. We didn't even know it.
Kanye has told her not to speak, apparently, like in public ever.
Wow.
Oh, did you hear about that?
Oh, my God, no. That's
Yeah. Supposedly he's given her a list of rules of like what to wear and rules
just
to follow.
Things.
And one of them is never to speak publicly.
Well, there's an outfit that she's wearing, and outfit is a word used loosely, which is holding a pillow in front of her.
You just don't get high fashion, Jules, and it shows with your eyeliner and your sweepy fringe.
My side combs. But I just want to see, like, what did Bianca say back in, like, 2015?
Well, that's probably why she deleted it.
What was her status updates? Yeah.
I wonder, Kanye now moderates it.
So sad.
He's like, nope, delete that one.
Nah.
Yeah, delete that one.
Kanye's like, I've said some pretty crazy stuff, and even this, Bianca, I don't know.
Banned from Twitter.
I think we've got to, honestly, you could get cancelled for this, Bianca. I know I said all that Jewish stuff, but don't worry about it.
He's like, oh, you're friends with this Julia Green half girl. Nap, delete it.
Yeah, she dropped the pod though. She could have just probably got rid of it, right?
Probably.
Do you think it's private, or do you think it's just completely disappeared and done?
I don't know. Maybe it's under a fake name. Would you want to just keep that in case, like, you could still have access to it somehow?
Because, I mean, I don't mean to be rude to Bianca. I know she's, your godchild or something. I don't know the relation. You're very close.
We went to a school nearby, so obviously best friends.
Yeah, that's what
Biffles.
I assume. Yeah. But you know, I just don't see a world in which she's with Kanye forever. And like post that, does she return to some sort of normal life?
Well, here's the question. How many of the people that she went to high school with is she still friends with in her Kanye era?
Oh.
Like, who is still reaching out to her, sliding into her DMs?
I reckon there'd be a lot of people trying.
Of course.
And that could be why she deletes. Because I have a friend who is an actress in the Philippines.
Ooh.
And she, both her and her sister, and they both have completely different names on Facebook.
Mm.
But the reason why they keep their Facebook accounts is to stay in touch with, like, relatives and, like, you know, people like me that they've known for a very long time.
She takes 2-3 business days to get back to you.
She hasn't responded to my last message, but that's fine. No.
We have addressed on the show last week that not returning messages is the worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
Arguably worse than some of the stuff that Kanye said.
Sorry. But yeah, like, I can't imagine why she would delete. Like, Bianca's clearly a woman of color, right?
Is she? I thought she was.
Well, I mean, her last name's Sensori, so isn't it?
She's
like,
Italian.
Italian.
Possibly.
Italian. Yeah. So surely she would want to hang on to an old Facebook account to stay in touch with relatives and stuff.
No, I can't figure out WhatsApp.
Where's the person of color thing come in? Just a big family, maybe.
Just a big family, you know, one of those things.
I reckon she's done a teacher thing and she's gone Bianca middle name, middle name,
Bianca
or not
West.
Even Bianca.
Yeah,
Sensori West. We should look up Sensori West.
I have.
Nothing. You've gone through.
That's an incredible name, Sensori West.
It's a pretty cool name.
That's good. Yeah. You'll change yours to that.
I'm gonna change. Yeah, I'm gonna take her name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not married, but I'm gonna take her name. And I'm gonna take Kanye's name.
Just as a little olive branch.
As my first name. So I'm still gonna keep Fan. Sensori West Fan. Looking forward to the day where I meet them and can tell them, "Hi, I'm such a big fan. I'm Sensori West."
I'll reach out to their PR people.
Please
what
do. Get them on the show. How hard would it be to get Kanye? Doesn't do interviews, does he? Really?
Yes, he does. Not so much anymore.
No, but I feel like in recent years, I've only seen a couple where he's...
I don't want to talk to Kanye. I want to talk to Bianca.
Oh.
True. Well, let's invite him to a couples thing.
Okay, great.
Let's go. We'll do a double date. You bring you and Peter. You and Peter, because I don't want to bring him to my place.
Okay.
Mm. You and Peter, yep. Bianca and Kanye, and producer Leah and Coops can come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'll be the butler or something.
We should go to A1 Bakery and get some manoush or something.
Don't have to cook. Great.
I mean, that's apparently where they went when they were in Melbourne. Mm. So A1 Bakery.
I'll do catering because I'm obviously butlering. I don't have a partner, so it's not a couple thing. I don't want to make everyone uncomfortable. I don't want everyone to be like, I'll set you up with Daft Punk. Kanye, don't leave me alone. All right, that's the podcast. We're down for another day. Tomorrow, Am I the Asshole returns.
Yeah.
You've been throwing a few at us off air. Some great assholes coming this way.
I've come across one that is, Am I the Asshole for attending my father's funeral as the affair baby?
What?
Yes.
So juicy.
I think that one could be a good one for tomorrow.
Juicy indeed. All right, we'll see you tomorrow, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
And over the weekend, look, I did mention it a bit earlier in the show, but I got hit in the face by a dinosaur penis. That'll make more sense if you get the Off Air with Nick and Jules, our podcast.
Oh, I was confused while you were telling me about it.
I look back on it now and I go, I don't know how that was the start to my weekend. But actually it wasn't, because the thing is, I took the V-Line into Melbourne to catch up with some friends and also to see this show at one of the comedy festivals I got running there.
Me too.
Love the V-Line.
Yeah. I love the V-Line too.
I know you love the V-Line. I saw you on the V-Line. Here's my issue, Jules. It's because I've said on the show before, I love the V-Line, but you see some interesting characters there. Famously, the woman ripping a vape whilst shaving her armpit.
Ugh, gross.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't know what's worse. I actually don't know what I feel worse about, because I hate smokers, but I also go, don't shave your armpit near me.
Don't even do it in that bathroom that you can go into.
You know, they actually have on the sign in the V-Line bathrooms, it does say, there's an outlet where it says shavers only. And I go, what person is bringing their
Maybe they're busy on the way to work. I don't know.
Who's
Maybe this girl, though, had run out of time.
Don't shave your armpits in the cab. But anyway, I thought, couldn't get ruder than that. Anyway. But yes, I do know. We did mention to each other before we left on Friday that we were taking the V-Line down.
Mm.
And I hop on the train. I'm sort of minding my business, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just hanging out. And midway through the journey, who do I look up and I look down the aisle, and who is it? It's none other than Jules from the Nick and Jules show.
It's me.
Walking towards me. I thought, oh, hello. Here
walking
we go.
Towards?
Yeah. I think
I think you got up on the stop before me.
Yeah, I'd been there for a little bit.
And then when I got on, I was like, I wonder what carriage Nick is going to be on. I'm going to look out for Nick. I'm going to see, where's Nick? Oh, but we won't sit next to each other because, you know, we spent all morning together. Pretty much. Probably wants to nap.
And I napped pretty solidly for the first half of the journey. But as you're walking towards me, I'm like, oh, I'll say hi to Jules. I'll say hi. It'd be rude if I didn't, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it just be the rudest thing in the world if you didn't acknowledge the existence of someone that you work so
closely
with? Of
your co-host, exactly. Spend 40 plus hours a week together.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I go, absolutely, we're going to have it. We'll have a quick little bit of pleasantries. And because you just got some food, I think.
Yes,
and
I did.
You got some, I don't know, sandwiches or whatever.
I was looking for my seat. I was trying to figure out, where did I put my stuff?
And you're walking towards me and you've got your AirPods in and you know, you've got your food and you're ready to sit down and have a great time. And I'm like, oh, Jules, as you're walking past me, getting closer and closer, and Jules, I'm waving you down. I'm like, at this point, it looks like I'm doing a Mexican wave at the MCG. I'm just like, Jules. I feel like I'm being too loud for everyone else around me who's trying to have a bit of a quiet one. You just blank stare right, walk right past me. She doesn't acknowledge my existence. I'm like, what is this? I mean, you know, I thought I had the ego on this show, but you know, it's like,
it wasn't until I got a message, 5 minutes after that,
yeah,
apparently.
I messaged you being like, how?
You have amazing focus that you could just walk straight past me. I was furiously waving at you, and I thought, I've never seen Nick furiously wave in his life.
I'd never done it up until that moment. But I thought, maybe that's Jules' life once we leave the studio. She gets mobbed by that many fans of the show. She's just like, sorry, no, I'll do autographs once we get to my stop, but I'm not doing them right now.
Letters from Jules.
Dear Diary.
What did young Jules write back in the day?
Well, it's good to take a peek behind the curtains that are your mind.
Mm-hmm. And young Jules wrote plenty of greeting card to lots of family members, friends, whatnot. She jumped on Microsoft Publisher and printed out her best version of different photos and images.
And it is kind of impressive as well, just as a side note, that your parents hung on to all this stuff for as long as they did.
And we have the joy of going through it today.
Yes, indeed.
This one, flip it over. We start off, just because you're the only one who doesn't look asleep, there's no need to brag about it.
What does that... What?
I believe this is a birthday card or something of that description.
On the front page, it's three women. One's got her eyes closed. Is that your mum?
No. My mum's on the left. She's got her eyes open.
There's only two other women and one of them's got it's not important. Young Jules obviously was either not observant or didn't understand comedy. That's fine.
We opened the card. But I don't blame you. After all, you are the mother of one handsome devil. Then I've inserted a picture of myself.
Yeah.
Or one naughty devil. Me pretending to attack my brother. Must have had to get my brother to pose for that photo.
Sure.
Or just your average Julia. I don't know what that photo is, but I seem to be horrific. Smiling with a big wide mouth. But all in all, you mean so much to me, and I've inserted a photo of me from prep, which I've clearly been older than that. Dear Mum, during your chemo, I was scared that I was lost without you, and you have made me feel so proud and confident in myself and everything in my years. Why have I made that all about me? I hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day. Oh, there we go. We're back to it. So pamper yourself. You deserve it. Love always, Julia. XXOO.
So, I mean, it's sort of sweet, I suppose, in part.
Is it?
But isn't it funny that you go, your mum's come off the battle of her life.
Yep.
Beating cancer and going through chemo. And then...
all she's got is ridicule.
And then she's just like, this greeting card is about my daughter.
She's grown from strength to strength. She's made fun of me and the fact that I can't really keep my eyes open in photos.
Yeah, because she's tired from beating cancer, mate. She's been fighting an uphill battle and you're like, oh, mum, wake up a little bit. You're like, kid, you've got no idea.
Oh, dear. I hope I improve somewhat from that point with Mother's Day cards.
Yeah, I would hope so. You're 30 now. Next time Mother's Day rolls around, send us whatever you send Marg and let us know how it goes. I went to see a comedy show at the Melbourne Fringe Festival. Went to see catch up with some friends on the night. They're like, I'll go see a show. I'm like, all right.
Very cultured.
Oh, incredibly so. And I was like, you know, comedy, great. We all have a laugh. Mm-hmm. Can I just say, weirdest shit I've ever seen in my life, though.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, rocked up, bought tickets late, got there late. Uh-huh. Sort of sit in the front row because it wasn't allocated seating.
No.
I wasn't really sure what to expect.
You can't be late to a comedy show. That's when you get heckled.
Well, that's what I thought. I was like, I can deal with the heckling a little bit, but I'm also, I mean, I don't know what you're like on a Friday night, Jules, but because we get up early to do the show in the morning. I'm spacey as it is.
Mm-hmm.
A beer or two deep. I'm in a weird headspace. I'm like, here we go. Let's see what's going on for the show. I'll do my best to explain some of what was going on in the show, but it was loosely, it was like a sketch show, but it was like a dinosaur theme. Ooh. In the sense that they'll pretend to be in like a museum looking at dinosaur bones.
Cool.
And I was like, sure. Not what I signed up for, but that's fine.
We're going with it.
And then they started talking about dinosaur penises, obviously, because I guess, hey, everyone
obviously.
Had them. Obviously, pretty standard for what I can understand.
Right.
A lot of dinosaur dick chat.
No.
And then they brought out a big prop of a dinosaur penis.
Don't need that.
Massive cardboard cutout. Massive. Because it was a T-Rex penis. And
God, so how closely are you looking?
I was in the front row, mate. It was.
Couldn't escape it.
Couldn't, not at all. And then they started passing the dinosaur penis around like we were at a club.
Show and tell.
Yeah, like the penis starts crowd surfing.
What?
And I go, what is this?
Where am I?
Have I passed out and this is some sort of fever dream from doing the show so early?
Yes.
And as it's getting passed around, they want to make sure, oh everyone touched the dinosaur penis. Everyone,
of course.
I go, what? Oh, mate.
My turn's coming up.
Too late to leave. Well, I'm kind of at the front, be like, I don't really want to touch the dinosaur penis.
Right.
Kind of happy for us to just get moving on. Then what happens? The guy that's on stage that's passing the dinosaur penis around, he grabs it and he's like, everyone needs to touch it.
No.
As he pivots it, as he like does a turnaround to make sure that everyone in my row makes the, you know, gets a crack on the penis.
Sure.
It just turns around and then smashes me in the face.
You?
Yeah. Like does a full body turn and just all of a sudden. Right, dinosaur penis to the face.
That was deliberate.
Do you reckon deliberately
just you
targeted me with a dinosaur penis? Uh-huh. I don't think so.
How many times have you said DP, by the way?
DP?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it probably, maybe it's the concussion from getting hit by the dinosaur penis, but I've lost count.
Nick, on Saturday night, I spent a lovely family dinner for belated 30th birthday celebrations. Really just stretching out the birthday month, I guess.
Yeah, you got to go hard when you can.
Why
Absolutely.
Not? There with my auntie, my uncle, cousins, all that sort of stuff. My auntie had gone to like some sort of like charity footy event. Don't know, she's not really in those circles, but she managed to get an invite. She scored herself a free like Sharon. Expensive.
Footies are expensive. People don't talk about how much they actually cost. It's crazy.
She was on the table. There was a whole bunch of them. People weren't taking them home. So she's like, I'm going to take it home for my grandchildren. The grandchildren, they came over. Celebrate my birthday, and they're playing with a footy.
Yeah, and you're out there specking them.
Well, they weren't playing hard enough, were they, Nick? They were out of the backyard. They were, right. I don't know, sort of tackling. They're quite young. They're, I think, under 10. Yes.
Yeah, they're not supposed to draw blood that young, Jules. Jules, there, softies, lay into him, drop the shoulder.
I got to the point where I was like, you know, they're brother and sister. Let's do keepings off. Let's do hand pass. Let's work on your skills. Let's do your kicking.
Let's get you to the league so I can be a football auntie.
To the point where I was like, all right, halftime. Jules needs a water break. You kids, you've got more energy. Play on your own.
You were playing though. You weren't just coaching and needed a water break.
I was kicking around, showing them how it's done.
Cool. How many Ks did you clock up on the field? Do you have your sports tracker on?
I should have. To the point where I've gone inside. They're still playing. All of a sudden I hear, football's gone over the fence.
Oh, classic. Oh,
classic neighborhood.
Ruined. Oh, there's the day gone.
So I decide to be, you know, the nice relative, decide to door knock, try and hunt down that football because it's a prize football. It was like a limited edition one.
I mean, that's a house deposit, how much they cost. Yeah.
That's right. So my boyfriend and I, we go to the back of mum and dad's house and we knock on the first door. Weirdly, a lot of people home on a Saturday night. Weird.
I mean, not everyone's, you know, out. Getting told.
No.
Not everyone's,
The first people answer the door. No, we can't find it, but we'll take down your phone number. If we find it, we'll give you a ring. And I said, sure. That's really lovely. Move on to the house next door, the second house. They let us walk through their entire house, look through their backyard.
It seems unnecessary, but it's nice of them.
So nice of them. Couldn't find it. We get to the third house. And this point, I'm like, when do we give up? When? Sure. It's just not worth it.
Third house
we get to and... they think that we're Jehovah's Witnesses.
Okay, well, you do
often. Dress up nicely on a Saturday night.
Yeah, I suppose that's fair.
We don't find it there. We go to the fourth house. We rock up and as we're
walking
through.
So did you convert the third house, by the way?
No, we didn't. No, we didn't. We're thinking maybe we've got an opportunity on the fourth house. Yeah. We see the grass out the front of their house is as tall as my car.
Okay, great.
We get to the front. There's a abandoned shopping trolley out there.
Could fit a lot of Sharons in that.
We knock on the door. We hear some breathing behind the door.
You know what? If your breathing is loud enough that it can be heard from behind a door, see a doctor.
No one answers the door. Peter's standing there. My boyfriend's like,
I know there's someone behind there. I said, I think they've got the Sharon. They're not handing it back anytime soon.
Well, mate, how much it costs if a Sharon, if a $10,000 ball just came into your backyard.
They can afford to do the front yard now. They can do the mowing.
That was the Nick and Jules podcast.